RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Welcome back. Are there alternatives to standard drugs for diabetics? We have an epidemic of diabetes. And are there complementary options for people to stay healthy longer? Well, we're very fortunate today to have an internationally renowned herbalist to share his 55-year history, if I'm correct, in successfully managing diabetes. Dr. Alan Tillotson will describe some of the basics of treating and even perhaps eliminating the disorder. Alan, thanks for being with us today.
You are very welcome, Dr. Abel.
What has been your history since you've been intimately involved with diabetes?
Well, I developed diabetes at the age of 11, which was 54 years ago today. Not today, but this year. And over the years, I've managed to keep myself extremely healthy. I'm 65 now, and I still have basically none of the serious side effects of diabetes, like loss of kidney function, loss of energy, mobility, sores, diabetic retinopathy. I have none of those, and I've managed to do that through quite a few natural medicine strategies.
Would you say that because of your early onset of disease and recognition of having to take care of yourself, you got involved in herbal medicine?
Exactly correct. When I first became diabetic at the age of 11, I had to go to the library. We didn't have the internet then. And I looked up the books on diabetes and read them from cover to cover and found out I was looking at a lot of problems going forward. Many diabetics died after 20 or 30 years. Many of them went blind. Many of them lost their kidney function. Many of them lost their feet through amputation. So I was determined at that moment to start to work. I started with exercise, and I began to work cutting back sugar, which is all that was available back then. Later on, I tried many other things, and eventually, in my early 20s, I got into the natural medicine and herbal medicine field.
Well, actually, you're a little different than the guy who takes a handbook and starts prescribing to people, because you're a triple threat with Western, Ayurvedic, and Chinese. Can you briefly review that for our listeners?
Certainly. I'm licensed in Oriental medicine and acupuncture in the state of Delaware. My wife was a former assistant professor of Chinese medicine. I got a master's degree from my work in medical anthropology studying the system of Ayurvedic medicine, and I also worked on a PhD thesis in the field of integrative health sciences. And I run a natural medicine clinic here in Delaware. We've been running it since 1986, which is quite a long time.
I mean, I've had personal experience besides sending family and patients to you, because you have the insight into other ways to diagnose. I mean, that sounds very strange that we have CAT scans and blood tests, but these are systems, the Ayurvedic and Chinese system, that have been there longer than any of these and have a couple tricks. One is how they measure pulse and tongue, but also because they engineer the combination of herbs and change them regularly, whereas Western doctors don't. Don't you agree?
That is correct. When you're making a natural medicine prescriptions, you put together a group of nutrients that can either strengthen, nourish, detoxify, or neutralize poisons in the body, and they're designed to go to specific targets in the body, including the brain, the eyes, the heart, even the pancreas, and we try to get the person back on track. But in addition to that, we spend a lot of time with diet and lifestyle. Most people don't know that diabetes can basically, in its early stages, be cured just with diet and exercise and nothing else, if you catch it early enough and if the patient has the fortitude to follow and do what they need to do.
Do you mind sharing your website and your phone number? Because I think you're so unique that there aren't many people like you around.
Sure. My website is www.oneearthherbs. That's all spelled out. oneearthherbs.com. And my phone number is area code 302-994-0565. That's my office, 302-994-0565.
Well, you've assisted so many people in terms of being compliant with both their medication and testing and even reducing it. Do you also advise people about weight and low glycemic diets?
Yeah, we do all of those things. Depending, each case is unique. So every person that comes in, when somebody comes in with a problem, we try to find out what it is. If there's a problem in their digestive system or their liver, we work on that. If there's a problem with their exercise or a problem with something else that's going on, including stress, which is a big component of diabetic problems, we basically put together and prescribe a group of things to bring them back to normal. And yes, glycemic diet is very important, but it sometimes it goes way beyond that into other things that are more complex. Also, some people get side effects from their medications. Most people don't know that Western prescription medicines for diabetes, not counting insulin, but the pills, tend to lower the blood sugars, but they do not help that much with the long-term complications. So a lot of my work is on preventing the complications by keeping the targets of the complications under control, which is the nerves, the endothelial linings of the blood vessels, the eyes, the kidneys, and the liver. We work on those to make sure they stay healthy in spite of the fact the person still is having blood sugar problems.
I think you hit that right on the head, because the liver has all the nutrition for the eye, and that many of these diabetic oral medications affect the liver adversely. So it may be helping one thing, but not another. And insulin is probably the safest of all the drugs. And the endothelium is what happens that when that central lining of blood vessels gets injured by the high and low sugars, it leaks. And that's why we do eye exams to look for that leak. But what's unique about you is that you also know Western medicine and naturopathy, that you know that there are numerous minerals, for instance, and other items that are deficient in almost all diabetics. Can you share what
that
some of
exactly
those might
correct.
Be?
That is exactly correct. Diabetics are lower in vitamin C by quite a bit. Diabetics are also low in magnesium by quite a bit. And many of the other minerals like zinc and whatnot, the various different minerals are important. A lot of that's because the farming of the food has depleted the amount of minerals in the food, normal foods. People used to get enough of these things just from their ordinary diet. But these days, the amount of magnesium, for example, in common fruits and vegetables has decreased by 75%. 75% from the early 1900s, less about 100 years ago. It's amazing how much less there is. Therefore, we have to make that up in order to keep the body functioning properly.
And then there's that very subtle problem that diabetics are told to use artificial sweeteners, which are nerve toxins, excitotoxin, to give you a B12 deficiency. So what do you tell your patients, Alan?
Unfortunately, these days, there are other natural things for people who have that sweet tooth. While we try to get them off of that sweet tooth, after a period of eating properly and healthy, people start to crave those sugary things much, much less. But there are things like the natural sugar alcohols that are very sweet. When they break down, they don't turn into calories, therefore they don't raise blood sugar. There are things like stevia leaf, which is a South American herb that has sweetness but doesn't have the side effects associated with some of the other artificial sweeteners. So there are many alternatives and ways to help people, especially important for children diabetics, where it's really hard to get them away from the sugar, is to give them alternatives that allow them to have their cake and eat it too and not get diabetes from it at the same time.
Brilliant. Brilliant, as they say. So if people have their pen and pencils, that was oneearthherbs.com. And your phone number, if I'm correct, is 302-994-0565.
That is correct.
I mention this because you are an unusual entity and that you have so many options. You've got an MS people standing up and out of wheelchairs, sarcoid people breathing again, for ways that we don't know. So when people are on steroids or have chronic disease, they need options. So I really appreciate your being with us today and sharing some of these things, Alan, and I look forward to having you back. So this is Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, and you're staying tuned to RadioMD.com. Please feel free to listen to this segment or any of the previous segments on my webpage on RadioMD.com,